Reformation in the Christian context went back to the original founders, the apostles. Now, if you apply this model to Islam, where would we go back to the original founders of Islam? You'd go to Muhammad, the man who was in many ways Islam's first terrorist, who conquered the world by the sword, and who said, I'm the last of the prophets, and I'm sent with the sword, when he started his wars after 622, when he went from Mecca to Medina and conquered the world in Arabia of that day, and it hasn't stopped to this day. And the symbol, this one of the important symbols of Islam to this day, is the sword. And to think that we can have Reformation like we had in the Christian context is a specious argument. If not worse than that, it's an ignorant argument from history, because when we went back to Reform Christianity, we went back to the disciples, the apostles. If you want to go back to the beginning roots of Islam, you got to go back to Muhammad, who was not a peaceful man.